Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host Sue London overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Now, here's your host, Sue London.
I'm Sue London, and you're listening to Get Inspired Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour, and let us inspire you and help you create the life that you desire. Now, you can connect with me after the show through my personal website, AskSueLondon.com. And when you go to that website, I want to invite you to sign up for the free newsletter, because when you sign up for that, you're going to receive 10 weekly inspiring videos that are filled with tools and techniques to help you create the life that you desire. Now, today on the show, we're going to talk about some of those tools and techniques because I've used them personally. They work, and I know they can help you too. So check that out at AskSueLondon.com. And today, I am so excited because it's Mary McDonough Day today. You also know her as Erin from the Waltons. Well, we've got my friend back today again, and we're going to talk to you about our journey going through divorce and the things that we went through, the emotions, the challenges, the ups, the downs. We're going to talk to you about how Mr. Right came into our lives and how, you know, you can do things in your life to create what you want. And, you know, it's all an exciting show all around helping you move forward after that part in your life. So I'm really excited to share Mary with you. Now, if you have missed Mary on my show before, I want to invite you to go to transformationtalkradio.com website. And when you go to my host page, Sue London, you can go to December the 8th, 2011, and you'll see Mary was on. And that was when she talked about her journey on the hit TV show, The Waltons. So tonight, we're not going to talk about that. We're going to talk about, you know, what I just mentioned. So to learn about her life with the Waltons, December 8th is the show for that. Now, we had Mary back on March the 1st, and it was a most empowering show. Mary shared her personal struggle with her health. That date was March the 1st for 2012. So I really want to invite you to check those out because those shows were really, really inspiring. And the March 1st show, I have had so many emails from people saying it really helped them. So check those out. You're going to be amazed what she's been through in her life and how she took this horrific story and has turned it into something really positive with helping others in our world. I'm just so proud of her and the work she's done. So she's always got a welcome invitation on our show. And we're lucky enough to have her here today. Now, let me tell you about Mary. She's best known, as I mentioned, for 11 years, she played Erin Walton on the hit TV show, The Waltons. However, many recognize her as a respected voice with regards to women's health, and especially body image issues. Now, among the many topics Mary discusses in her new book is her own struggle with body image, chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, and being diagnosed with lupus. Now, as a result, she's become an expert on women's health issues, testifying before Congress on many occasions. And as I mentioned, today Mary and I are going to share our journeys of life after divorce. We're going to help you to move forward. We're going to talk about our ups and downs of starting over and how we attracted our Mr. Right. Now, you can learn more about Mary at her website, marymcdonough.com. That's spelled MaryMcDonough.com. So, Mary, welcome back to the show. I'm so excited to have you here, my friend.
Thank you. I know. I love it. I love doing the show.
Well, and you know what? The first time we had you on, I said I felt like I was talking to my twin. And the more we've talked, my gosh, we both have things going on with our dogs right now, right? It's just crazy.
I know. It's so true. We are. We're the twins from different mothers.
Yeah, it's so true. But I have to, before we start with talking about the show, I have some big news to tell you, Mary and Chris and all the listeners. As you know, many of you know, I'm a proud grandma. I am so proud of being a grandma. And my grandson phoned me this morning. He's 6 years old, and he phoned to tell me he had a life-changing moment this morning. The tooth fairy came for the first time.
Oh!
So it was such excitement. But do you know how much the tooth fairy pays for teeth now? Have you had?
Well, the last time I heard, a molar was $5.
Well, the tooth fairy brought this boy $10 bill, and he phoned. He says,
"No."
I phoned my daughter. I said, "What is up with that?" And she said, "Well, you know, all the other kids on the playground, they talk about how, you know, they get $20 and toys." And I'm like, "Oh, I used to get a quarter, 25 cents." You know, it's crazy, isn't it?
I know it was. It was changed. It was changed. That tooth fairy has become very abundant.
Exactly. So that's the big excitement news in our house, that our grandson lost his first tooth. And of course, I had to take the time off, and Grandma and Grandpa are taking him out on Sunday to have a big picnic by our dirt pile that's soon going to become our house. So that's what happened with us. what I want to share with everyone before Mary and I start sharing our stuff, I want to invite you to call in today, because you might be feeling something, and we're here to help you today. We want to help you to move forward. We've both been there, we've both done that, and we're here to help you. So you can call in today at 1-800-930-2819, and you can also ask your questions through the instant feedback area on the homepage on transformationtalkradio.com website. Again, the phone number, 1-800-930-2819. And again, the website, transformationtalkradio.com website. So, Mary, let's start with you. How long was your divorce between, or going through divorce to meeting Mr. Wright? How many years was that?
Oh, I was a single mom for 10 years.
Is that right? 10?
Yeah, I was 10 years.
I was five. And so, tell everybody, you know, you go through your divorce now, and what happened for you next?
Well, you know? I think my daughter had some special needs in school and stuff, and so I really felt that being a mom was where my main focus needed to be. And people were always surprised. I think even my ex was like, why are you not dating? Why aren't you getting married? Why aren't you going out? And I just really felt like I needed time to regroup and find out what parts of myself I had lost in my marriage, and regroup and kind of get me back. Yeah. And I focused on my daughter, and I focused on my career, mm-hmm. and I was focusing on my own health, and I was traveling back and forth to Washington, D.C. as well. Mm-hmm. And leading women's groups and stuff. And so I just really, that was just enough for me at that time. And yeah, I was afraid to date. So I think you were more brave than I was with five years.
Well, you know what? Like when you were saying that, discovering yourself, that's exactly what I was like, because I don't think I really knew who I was. Like, you know, I finished high school. I married, you know, my high school sweetheart. We get married. I'm 21 years old. And that's really young to get married. Like, at the time, it was like, no, that's old. You know, all these people saying, oh, why don't you wait? And so when I went through the divorce, it was a good time for me to learn who I was. And, you know, I just spent that time working on myself, focusing on my kids and, you know, what it was I wanted in life. And when I kept working on myself, that's when Mr. Wright came along, when I didn't, you know, when I didn't see it coming. And I really liked being single, because I had my own identity. Do you know what I'm saying with that?
And like, I think that's what happens, Sue, though, isn't it? I mean, when we are at our best, and what people probably don't know about me is that I'm a certified life coach. So I work on these issues with people all the time, just as you do. So I found that taking my own advice or taking my own coaching and applying it to myself is interesting. And what I think happens to so many of us is that somebody always comes in, like you said, you weren't expecting it. When we are at our best, and because I think my theory is that that's when we are the most attractive, because we're together, we're not as needy, we are in ourselves and strong and powerful, and then we get in relationship, and sometimes, a lot of us lose ourselves to the relationship, and then we're not as attractive anymore, not to ourselves or our partner sometimes, because we lose that thing that was so appealing and attractive about us from the get-go.
That's right, yeah. Now, on that note, we have to take a commercial break already. It's going to be a fast show. It's going to be a fast show again, Mary. You know what happens, right?
All right. Well, they'll call in while we're on a commercial.
Yeah, folks, call in. And the number to call is 1-800-930-2819. Again, it's 1-800-930-2819. Send us a message, a question through the instant feedback area on transformationtalkradio.com, instant feedback area. And we're here to help you today. And, you know, don't be shy. Come forward. Ask your questions. So stay tuned. We're going to be right back after this short break.
Inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker, Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com. Gloria Messenger is a spiritual artist and angel messenger. Her life mission is to celebrate the joy of angel love and deliver your personal message. She helps others open to their angel connection. Gloria's angel portraits offer empowering daily inspiration. To commission your angel portrait, call 905-468-5529. That's 905-468-5529. Or visit www.theangelmessenger.com. Each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today. Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host of the hit show, Get Inspired, Sue London, overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host, Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire. For more details, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Transformation Talk Radio. Transformation
on Get Inspired Radio with Sue London. My guest today is my friend and actress, Mary McDonough, who played Erin Walton on the hit TV show, The Waltons. Now, today, folks, Mary and I are helping you to move forward after divorce. We are sharing the ups and the downs that we experienced and what led us to meeting our Mr. Right. Now, this is a show I really encourage you to call in. We're here to help you. You can ask your questions through the instant feedback area on Transformation Talk Radio. We're here to help you to get through your stuff. Now, Mary, let me ask you this. I found that when I went through my divorce to understand who I was, I had so much healing to do. What about yourself? Did you go through a lot of healing and letting go and stuff
yeah.
like that?
I mean, I went through a lot of ups and downs, a lot of self-doubt that I had to heal, a lot of questioning and fear, you know, just, oh, I don't ever want to do this again. I felt like a failure in some way.
Okay.
And I had to heal all of that as well. So yeah, there's so much, but it's so rich in order, you know, to look at yourself and to say, okay, how do I forgive myself and the other person and really heal and move forward?
Yeah. And you know what? One thing was, I worked with a coach at that time, and anyone listening, guys, I want to encourage you to work with a coach. Not mentioning you have to work with Mary and I, but both Mary and I are life coaches, so we can help you with this.
And we do it. We've been there, so I think that our point of reference is really a way to help as well.
Exactly. And you know what I found? I had a coach say to me, I want you to look in the mirror and say, I love you, Sue. Do you know why I couldn't do that? Did you go through?
I believe it. I could see how that would be very difficult.
And you know how many times us girls go in the bathroom, and every time I'd go in that bathroom, I would get in front of the mirror, I'd look at myself and go, and I couldn't do it. It took me 3 weeks of every time going in that bathroom before I could say it. And when I finally could say, I love you, Sue, you're a great person, I just had such a healing happening. It was so transformational for me, because it was like I was accepting myself and knowing, you know, I truly was loved. But that was the big thing that shifted for me. Was there one tool that you used or one technique that was really life-changing for you?
Oh, gosh, there are so many. I think for me what was healing was journaling.
Right, yes.
And also writing those, you know, those angry letters.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then burning them in the fireplace and sending the anger away and sending as the smoke goes up to the heavens, knowing that and asking for help. I think that was really it for me, and just to just let that go.
Mm-hmm. Now, these letters, what I did, and tell me if this is the same for you, because this was a really powerful technique. We really want to describe to people how to do it. What I did, I wrote these total truth letters, and is this the same, where I put down all my feelings, my, you know, those words you're taught as a child never to say, those bad words, and got all my feelings out. And then as soon as I wrote it, I never reread it. I just took it and I burned it, like you say, tore it up and then burned it. Is that what you did? You put all the emotions in it, right?
Mm-hmm. I did it. And I also really encourage my clients to do it as well. Not just about this, but about other things you're resentful about. Because that stores inside of you, and it just is debilitating. It's hurtful to your body. Yeah. I did a couple of different ways.
Okay.
One, what you did. The other one, I always tell my clients, just don't write full sentences.
Okay.
You can even sit in front of the computer and just don't spell check or anything. Look at it. Just get it all out. But sometimes if you're writing with a pen and paper, if you just, like, sometimes I would even just scribble, like, and then I would take the pen and just hit the, you know, hit the tablet.
Yeah.
And, you know, get it all out there. And it doesn't have to make sense. Another thing that also we'll tell people to do is, because a lot of times when we write them, we say, it's like, you hurt me, you said this, you did that, you abandoned me, and then it sometimes is purposeful to go back and change all the yous to I's.
Yes, yes, good point. Stop the blame game.
Stop the blame game and say, I hurt me, I abandoned me, I was mean to me, I called myself, you know, and to really take the accountability in it.
Yeah.
And that is another first step in really just, you know, embracing yourself as your friend and and starting to let everything else go, so it doesn't just hinder your forward movement.
Well, I found those letters. I ended up writing my ex 39 of those letters before I got it all out. Because what I found was happening, I'd get it out, and then a week or two later, more would come to the surface to release.
Oh, it's like peeling an onion. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's what we want everyone to know, that it's not a one-time thing. You know, you could, how many did you write? Do you know?
For years. And I made the mistake of, instead of just trying to work it out and heal it in myself, yeah, I made the mistake of becoming the fire-breathing dragon at my ex, thinking that I had to be heard. I had to be, it was much more purposeful for me to do it just by myself, instead of just putting it all, spewing it on somebody else, which wasn't really fair.
Exactly. And you know, when you write these letters, you can kind of, I don't want to say, you can kind of like diffuse the situation. You can make it a lot more easier. One of the things, because I know what you're saying, because I was like that, how could you do this to me? How, like I was just trying to understand what happened in our life, right? One of the things that I found happened when I was working with someone else, my ex was not paying child support. And we had about, I think the last, and I'm not anymore having to deal with this, but we had 18 times to court because he wasn't paying for the child support, and the government kept guaranteeing his wages. And what happened, and I said, you know, this friend, I don't want to be in this anymore. This energy's got to stop. I need to understand how to do this. And she was saying that I had an umbilical cord between myself and my ex. Do you know what I'm saying? Mm. You've heard that?
I've done that exercise too. That's a great one. And then yourself some scissors.
Yeah. Well, what she said to me was to take, like, you know, those things that chop up the cement sidewalks, those drills that chop up, you know, the cement.
Uh-huh.
There's probably Chris, is there a term for that?
I can't think of a term for that. No, sorry.
You know what I'm talking about.
You're a man. We need that.
Exactly. Well,
we need the man words.
Exactly right. Well, if you don't know what I'm talking about, if you stand on the sidewalk and you take this thing and it's a machine that digs up the
cement. It's like a jackhammer, kind of, right?
There
a
you
jackhammer.
Go. Yeah. So she said for me to visualize this particular, like, jackhammer, really, like, severing this umbilical cord between us. And you know, when I did that, I never heard from him ever again. And I it's through. I don't know where he is. Our kids are no longer at home. So, you know, I don't have those issues or that. And so that's a really great technique.
It is a great technique. Also putting someone in their own white light bubble.
Okay.
And,
with that, honestly.
Being separate from them? Well, and more, yes, and on the umbilical cord thing.
Yeah.
But before you get the jackhammer or the scissors to separate yourself, what I have found interesting is to visualize and see where it's connected. If that cord is connected to from your head to them, or from your heart to them, or from your gut, And what part that cord connects to them? What part are you trying to control or be a victim of?
Oh, yeah. Okay, that's a good point. And see, for me, that it was the fear area, all the stomach area. That's where I was connecting him. Yeah. No surprise for me, right? Fear. That was my pattern with Crohn's disease, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm an open book, guys. See, you know what? Mary and I are just two regular people who have been through stuff ourselves, and we both want to get out to you that we've been through it, and we promise you, you can get through it too. Just do these techniques. Don't get into fist fights or that with your ex, or, you know, you don't want to go that route.
Yeah, it's easy to buy into being a victim, and I'm certainly guilty of that, and to feel put upon or to feel that you're a terrible person because you failed. It's really easy to go down that road, and a lot of times attorneys will pit people against each other or use the children. And there's so many ways to carry on the hatred. And and it just could be so hurtful to your own health.
And, you know, another thing I want to add for letting go, you know, it was really therapeutic for myself with my two daughters. We took kickboxing classes together.
It was like
my daughter, she thought this was pretty awesome. She got to kick mommy, right? She'd say, I'm aiming for the target. She'd miss the target when she'd go to kick, and she'd get my arm, and she'd go, oh, mommy, I'm sorry, with a big grin on her face, you know, but, you know, like... She tried to tell me that her aim was bad, but it was very therapeutic for the kids. And I got even toned more, which, you know, when you exercise, is better for your health, right? There's so many benefits of exercising. And the kickboxing was phenomenal for us. We've got to take another break, Mary. I can't believe how this is going. So, folks, stay tuned. And I want to encourage you, call in, ask your questions, 1-800-930-2819. Ask your questions through the instant feedback area on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And to learn more about Mary, visit her website, marymcdonough.com. That's MaryMcDonough.com. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Did you know most coffee, not all, have hidden dangers lurking in it? A recent investigation into grocery store coffee revealed three dangers. First, modern coffee farming produces dangerously high acidity and caffeine. Second, mold content in grocery store coffee contains dangerous toxins. Yuck. Third, government agencies have found grocery store coffee containing 400 times the carcinogens allowed in drinking water. You will be relieved to know that Camano Island Coffee Roasters takes the worry out of your sip of coffee. Imagine how your coffee tastes without mold, carcinogens, or poison. Get your free coffee report, The Five Hidden Dangers Lurking in Your Coffee Cup. Visit NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com. To get your free copy now, that's NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com. And check out Camano Island Coffee Roasters.
Licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono now offers her services through private sessions over secure online video chat or voice-only phone calls if you prefer. You can even choose to use instant messenger or email exchange. Go to KathyIsIn.com to learn more about licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono and how she and her unique brand of intuitive counseling can help you achieve the change you want to see in your life. KathyIsIn.com.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to creatinggreaterpossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. creatinggreaterpossibilities.com.
Gloria Messenger is a spiritual artist and angel messenger. Her life mission is to celebrate the joy of angel love and deliver your personal message. She helps others open to their angel connection. Gloria's angel portraits offer empowering daily inspiration. To commission your angel portrait, call 905-468-5529. That's 905-468-5529. Or visit www.theangelmessenger.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Transformation Talk Radio.
We are back on Get Inspired Radio with Sue London. I have actress Mary McDonough here with us today. Now, Mary and I are sharing our personal stories of life after divorce. Now, Mary and I were talking beforehand about how we went through divorce and how we spent some time working on ourselves. We spent some time healing ourselves because, folks, if you can spend time healing yourself, then that's preparing you for when Mr. Right can come into your life. I think we've just had a technical problem. Chris, have we lost Mary?
I don't know. We'll find out.
Let me look here.
Yeah, looks like we did. We'll get her back, though.
Okay, well, I will... Well, we're having the joy of technology, folks. I'm going to share my story first to tell you that what happened for me, like I said, when I was working on myself, that's unexpectedly, for me, is when Mr. Right came into my life. What was happening, I had such worthy issues. I had been gone through abuse with my ex, and I didn't think I was deserving. I had no confidence, no self-esteem. I didn't think I was deserving, lots of worthy issues. And I spent my time focusing on just my health, taking it to the next level. I went to the gym six, sometimes seven days of the week, and I joined Toastmasters. And when I went to Toastmasters, what happened, I found that I built my confidence. And here, unbeknown to me, that's where Mr. Right was waiting for me. Now, I think we've got Mary back on the line.
I'm so glad.
So Mary, well, we lost you in space there. I was sharing with everybody how Mr. Right, otherwise known to everybody as Ross, how he came into my life when I was working on myself, going to Toastmasters. He was actually my mentor from Toastmasters.
I love that.
Right?
Well,
so,
now he's your mentor in life.
I know. And, you know, every time I do a talk, I will ask Ross to critique me. And he doesn't always listen to my radio show. He might be keeping the dogs quiet or whatever. But people stop him on the street and say, so you have some snoring issues, eh? Or, you know, so he told me specifically how I'm not supposed to share tonight how he asked me out on our first date. So unfortunately, guys, I can't share, but the little secret to y'all, if you go and you purchase my book, Soar Above It All, Overcoming Adversities, it's in the book. Okay?
Oh, that's so funny. Well, Don has never read my book, Lessons from the Mountain, What I Learned from Aaron Walton. And it's funny because now the paperback is coming out next week, and it has the whole story of our wedding in there.
Oh, okay. That's not in the hard copy, is it?
No, because there's bonus material in the paperback, and it talks all about Don and our dog and getting married and all after an 8-year engagement.
Wow. What was it, you or was it him that was stalling?
You know, I think it was everything. It was the whole idea of, you know, I moved out of Los Angeles.
Yep.
And when I got engaged to him, and I sort of like got rid of everything and moved down. And I think for a while, I wanted a back door. But we were engaged and we merged our lives and our families. But I think for me, I had my next door neighbor told me a really great thing to do. And she said, make a list. And I always tell people to do this. Make a list of everything you want. He's this. And she said, now make sure you put he dances on there if you want him to dance, because I did the list and my husband has everything on there except I didn't put dancing and he doesn't dance.
Oh my gosh. And you know what's funny? I did the same list. And I put on there all the qualities I wanted with Ross, and every single thing I have on that list, he is that to a T.
So I have that too. The one thing I probably, I just told this to a friend of mine about making this list this morning, and I said, but make sure you put on the list, he doesn't skydive.
Yes, you got to tell everybody why.
Well, because my husband skydives, and he took, a bad tumble and shattered his ankle 2 weeks ago.
So now you're...
On a bad landing. So, I didn't think about that, though, when I did my list. So he stays safely on the ground.
Now, okay, so we've got people listening, and they're hearing the list. So let's just share more about that, okay? So is there anything... any fancy way you would do this list?
Nope. You can do it, type it on the computer, or you can handwrite it. I just think you sit and you close your eyes and not to visualize a person per se, but more of an essence. This person, if tall matters to you, say this person is tall. You know, if active matters, you know, and just sort of a he is list. This is, you know, my divine mate and partner is. And just to write down everything is kind, gentle, romantic, likes candlelight dinners, share the same interests, whatever it is.
Yeah, I had on mine he had to be an animal lover. And what was really interesting was he came into my life as my dog Rocky. He was getting older. And when he came into my life, Rocky started going downhill. And Ross was with me when Rocky died in my arms. And I say to everybody, Rocky picked his replacement. So he knew it was okay for him to go, you know, pass over because, you know, he found the man to look after me, be with me, support me in that. And so for the longest time, Ross, if I did a talk, and I'm sure many of you who were at my talk would have seen Ross do this, he would stand up at the back of the room and go, yes, I am the dog's replacement, folks. And, you know, and so what happened was we hadn't shared with our kids the fact that, you know, we had interest in each other. I wanted to make sure that he was Mr. Right for me before I told my kids, because I didn't want my kids thinking, you know, I'm dating all these guys. He was really the second one I dated in 5 years. And so
I made some bad mistakes along the way in the
those
10 years. Yeah.
Okay. So, folks,
it defines your list. All the things that you realize you don't want really help define your list. I went out with somebody who stopped dating me because I was diagnosed with lupus.
Oh, don't even get me started on that. And they're out there too. Yep. Yeah. I know for me, I was really, my thing that I was concerned, I don't drink because I'm missing 3 feet of my intestine. And I hadn't been in the dating scene forever. And I thought, okay, well, who would accept me because I don't drink? And I think that's what you're supposed to do on dates is people go out and drink. And I really thought, okay, there's how messed up I was, right? And then I thought, okay, well, if I marry somebody, like I'm covered in scars. I had 18 surgeries from Crohn's disease. And what if I can't eat right? And all those what ifs came up for me, right? So doing that list really, really helped me. And you know what really confirmed that Ross was my Mr. Right? We were on our first date. It was a dinner theater. And the play that was playing was about a husband having an affair on his wife. And that's what happened in my first marriage. My ex had an affair, actually many of them over 16 years. And it was really, I just started laughing just how it was such a coincidence that Ross had picked this dinner theater, that play playing. And so he's like, oh my gosh, I feel so bad. And so what happened, we got talking, we've totally even forgot about the play playing. And he started saying, we're talking about our grandparents and our family. And he shared that his favorite grandmother's name was Susie. And my favorite grandfather, the one who stopped me in the tunnel when I was crossing over, his name was Ross.
That's amazing.
Do you see how confirmation again for you about, you know, we're soulmates and, you couldn't ask for more about that, right? So we both had chills around that. So, yeah. So I'm going on about Ross and I. Tell us more about you and Dawn.
Well, you know, I think what happened to me finally is like through, you know, making bad choices along the way and redefining what I really did want, I had a pivotal moment for me. It was a New Year's Eve.
Okay.
And it kind of started at Thanksgiving.
Okay.
And I always have strays over, and I cook for people because, for me, family is who you make it. It's not necessarily your blood relatives. And
exactly. I feel the same way.
People who are in town who didn't have parents or they didn't have their kids with them. And I would always, we'd always have what my mom would always call strays.
Okay.
All the stray cats in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
And so I always continue that tradition, would have people over. And one Thanksgiving, I was doing the turkey and all the stuffing and everything by myself, and I was trying to find the knife, and I didn't have someone to cut the turkey, and I thought, you know what? I'm tired of cutting the turkey by myself. I don't want to do this anymore.
Oh.
And I took such pride in being, you know, alone and strong, and I'd become so strong, and suddenly I realized, like, you know what? I might be open to this. And then I went through Christmas, and then on New Year's Eve, I was with another friend of mine who's also single, and we were together and had a wonderful time, but I said, you know what? I don't want to spend my next 10, 20 New Year's Eves with you. I love you, but I think I'm ready to open up my heart.
Yeah.
And I really made a conscious decision. And from then on, you know, I met some people that may have been a possibility, but they weren't right. And I really feel like when I met Don, it was just so instant. You know, he knew before I did.
You know, don't you? You really do. What people would say, you know when they're Mr. Right. And you really do, don't you?
You do, but I mean, I can't say that I'm so perfect that I never doubted it, you know, but because I do, I'm human.
Yeah.
But it was sort of like, wow, I've gone through this thing and somebody had dumped me and I felt, you know, I thought, okay. And you know, he was just so positive and just so there and everything on the list, you know, so much different than it wasn't hard. It wasn't the other relationship I was in was just really tough. It was like everything was pulling teeth. And this just seemed to fit in, and it all happened so fast and naturally. And, you know, and I said, well, love my daughter, love my dog. And
yes. You hear that, guys? They have to love your dog. If they don't love your dog, kick them at the curb before you go any further.
It's a sign.
Exactly.
And I have to tell you, Don loves my dog, Runty. And I always tell him, I said, if it wasn't for Runty, you would not be in my life. Because you read it in my book. But that little dog taught me how to love again and open up my heart.
And, you know, my dog, Molly, had been abused, and it was my daughter who happened to see Ross and I at the park, and Sarah said, Mommy, I don't know who this man is, but you've got to marry him because Molly's not scared of him. She's not peeing all over him. And she didn't even know I had been dating him, you know? So there's proof, folks. Your dog will tell it all for you. Listen and watch the signs around that. Now, on that, we got to take another quick break. And then when we come back, we're going to talk about combining families, what's around all that. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker, Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Gloria Messenger is a spiritual artist and angel messenger. Her life mission is to celebrate the joy of angel love and deliver your personal message. She helps others open to their angel connection. Gloria's angel portraits offer empowering daily inspiration. To commission your angel portrait, call 905-468-5529. That's 905-468-5529 or visit www.theangelmessenger.com.
Each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Ugh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network. And
Dr. Pat?
Dr. Pat.
How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends.
transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. Where's it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great! We should spread the word!
Absolutely, spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
We're back on Get Inspired Radio with Sue London and my very special guest, Mary McDonough. Now, during the show today, folks, Mary and I have both been sharing what we've been through after our divorces and the ups and downs, meeting Mr. Right. Now what we're going to do is we're going to talk to you about we've met Mr. Right. Now we're learning lessons and combining our children. Mary, how has it been for you, my friend?
Well, let me just say, I half jokingly say that my next book is called Tales from the Step Monster, Fun Facts About Merging a Family.
I didn't know if you were going to say that on the air or not.
No, it's true. Well, I mean, it's a story that I've written, and yeah. it'll be part of a book or just its own book. But yeah, it's a challenge, you know. It's a challenge. I have two stepdaughters.
Okay, so how many kids in total are we talking? You have one and then two stepdaughters?
I have two stepdaughters. And, you know, we go through times, they're all just becoming teenagers. So when we first met, they were like 8 and 11 and 11.
Oh, my Lord.
And so, yeah. So it was like, and, you know, my brother jokingly said to me, he said, if you have found a man who wants to take on your daughter going into teenage years, your dog, you going into menopause, you better run down the aisle with him now before he realizes what he's done.
Yeah, it's so true. Now, and did Dawn have a dog, or you just were the only one with the dog?
You know, actually, I'm allergic to dogs, so that's why Runty is a poodle. And a friend of ours bred his own dog so my daughter could have Runty. So he's very special to us. But, you know, I have taken shots and take Claritin and stuff. So he did not have any animals, which is so wild.
Oh, yeah, because you know what our biggest challenge was in combining our family was our dogs. And what happened, folks, Mary, you know the story. What happened was that my dog Rocky had passed over. Here, Molly's in depression, and we're bringing her together with Ross's Jack Russell Mandy. And, you know, we're kind of bringing her out of the shell, and we knew that in a couple of weeks after, so it was actually January 7th of 2002, Willie, our new little puppy, was going to be coming into our home. Willie was born with health stuff going on, and we were taking him on to help him heal and that. And so what happened when Willie became part of the family, Maddie started looking at Willie with love in her eyes, and Molly, she took on the mission of being the mother of this puppy. And so when Maddie gave this one little bad look, Molly didn't like it, and the fight was on. And Maddie, being a Jack Russell, she locked down on Molly's neck. Molly ended up having whiplash, broken teeth, $1,500 vet bill. And here we are. When this happened, Maddie just snapped, and we had to keep her in a cage because she started attacking everybody. And if anyone knows Jack Russells, they can attack. Like, their bite, they lock down and you can't unlock it. And we had to make the really hard decision of finding a new home for Maddie. Ross had two daughters, and I absolutely felt like Cruella DeVille because, you know, him having to say to Ross, we have to get rid of your dog. That was our biggest challenge.
Oh, that's tough. That is tough, boy.
You know? Yeah. So how would you say, you know, did you improve your relationship with the kids? How did they like each other?
They did. At first, it was one of those things where they begged us to get married. And our two oldest, who are the same age and are night and day in temperament and personality, they they became fast friends, and they begged us, please get married. We want to live together. We want to share the same room. We promise we will never argue with each other. We will never be mean. We promise. But I think that lasted for about 2 months.
Okay, do you want to hear more about how...
The door open. Yeah, I mean, it's just... It's tough, boy, let me tell you. It is merging a family. Forget about the animals. The people are the hardest thing, you know, for us. The animals, you know, revealed they're, I think they're more patient than the people.
Yeah, and you know what? You know what? We never talked about this before, but we really are more like twins because my oldest stepdaughter and my oldest daughter were in the same class together. They're the same age. And they thought it would have been cool. Right? And now they're like day and night. They're totally like day and night. But you know, one thing that I learned when my ex got together he married his girlfriend, my kids had a hard time with that and they weren't accepted into their home. And I swore I was always going to be a good stepmom and supportive. And if my kids were in something and my stepkids, they were equally treated. And that's what I really spent time focusing on, that all the kids were equal. I told them all I loved them. Now, my youngest stepdaughter, she has not been in our life since we got together. She was 10 and she just had a hard time and she chose that she wanted her dad to pick her or me. And it's been hard for Ross, you know, but I said, you know, in time, you know, she'll be back.
Yeah,
but
I think they have to grow. We've gone through, you know, it just seems that there was always one girl that was spinning out. One person was okay, the next one would spin out. And then that person would calm down, and then the next one would spin out. And and going through the teenage years, you know, and it's like a movie of the week, you know, you're not my mother!
Well, I went through that too.
Like a movie. Yeah.
Did you find that, like, when you would say to your stepchild, well, could you set the table? It's like you had a horn growing out of your head. I don't have to listen to you because you're not my mother. That's what I...
Absolutely. All the time. Yeah. I mean, there's always a certain kind of a pushback, even though, you know, you try and just throw love at them and, you know, come from loving kindness, but we're still human and it hurts sometimes. And boy, I'll tell you, it got pretty wild around here for a time.
Yeah. And, you know, what we had to do was we had to just say, okay, you know what? We love the children equal. This is your child. You have to do the disciplining. This is my child. I'll have to do the disciplining. And then we had to come together in front of the kids. And that's what was the trick that worked
and
for
having,
us.
I find a solution also for, I mean, and we made a lot of mistakes. But having a united front is
Yes,
good.
That's important.
So everybody's on the same page.
Yeah.
You people are, you know, you treat them all the same. You know, no matter what, if one got to do it, then the next one gets to do it. And you kind of even the playing field that way. Yeah. And for me, I think what also is just to allow people, you know, to be mad because it's frustrating. Sort of to allow the anger and yet to and still be able to create a boundary to say, okay, now you're not really, you can't go here. But I understand that this is frustrating and it's confusing and it's angering and it's fun and it's everything. It's life.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know, folks, I want to tell you, my kid's father, he stopped being in their life for years ago. And I really felt like I had to be the one to give all the love. And my kids said they didn't know what it was like until they met Ross, the love that a father gives. My oldest daughter actually changed her last name to London to have Ross's name. And they talk about when they get married, him walking down the aisle with them. So you know what? We go through things for a reason. And sometimes when we go through that, we don't know what the reason is, but we are always learning lessons. And Mary, I don't know how to tell you this, my friend, we're out of time.
Oh, you are kidding me.
Okay, Chris, you need to give my show 2 hours every time this girl comes on. So.
No, when Mary's on, we need a whole day.
I think so.
Well, that's why we have to do our seminars and get our programs together. But thank you for having me. And anybody out there, please, marymcdonough.com. Write to me if you have any further questions or just to let us both know. Let Sue and I know how you like the show. And I hope that sharing our experiences was really helpful.
And Mary, tell everyone quickly your book, the title of your book. It's coming out in paperback. And what is it, next week now?
Next Tuesday, Lessons from the Mountain, What I Learned from Aaron Walton.
And guys, it is a fantastic book. I know I had my copy and I ran into somebody that really needed it and I gave it to them and they said it has changed their life. Oh, I can tell you firsthand, it will change your life, folks. You need to get this book. I promise, guys, we will have Mary back. And I love you, my friend. Thank you for
coming. Love you too. Thank you. Bye, Chris. Love you.
Bye, Mary.
Good night.
Folks, I do want to encourage you to check out Mary's website, marymcdonough.com. That's MaryMcDonough.com. We've had a great show today. I hope something that Mary and I have said to you will help you along your journey. Any questions, you can certainly email me after the show at sue@asksuelondon.com. Now, next week, we've got another amazing show for you. We've got the amazing Bob Barker on.
You want to tune
in for that. I know, Chris, you're so excited over that. We're going to have to give lots of prayers to Chris that he sleeps from now till then because he's just so excited about this.
And everyone listening at Musquamicut Beach right now through the loudspeakers, make sure you listen. We're having the Bob Barker on with Sue London next Thursday. And definitely you have to listen. There's no other choice.
And that's at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Anywhere that's right.
Else? World is 2 p.m. Pacific time, so tune in, guys. My gosh, Chris, we had such an amazing show. Folks, on behalf of my guest Mary McDonough, myself Sue London, my wonderful producer Chris DePaula, we want to wish you much love and many blessings, and I look forward to inspiring you again real soon. Have a fantastic week, everyone.
You've been listening to Get Inspired with Sue London. If you've missed any part of this program or would like to find out more about Sue London and how to get inspired, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com. Tune in to Get Inspired every Thursday on TransformationTalkRadio.com to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire.
Hey everyone, you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Don't touch that dial. We'll be beginning a brand new show at the top of the hour with one of our amazing hosts, Transformation Talk Radio. Talk radio to change the world.
Gloria Messenger is a spiritual artist and angel messenger. Her life mission is to celebrate the joy of angel love and deliver your personal message. She helps others open to their angel connection. Gloria's angel portraits offer empowering daily inspiration. To commission your angel portrait, call 905-468-5529. That's 905-468-5529 or visit www.theangelmessenger.com.
Transform your life.
Gloria Messenger is a spiritual artist and angel messenger. Her life mission is to celebrate the joy of angel love and deliver your personal message. She helps others open to their angel connection. Gloria's angel portraits offer empowering daily inspiration. To commission your angel portrait, call 905-468-5529. That's 905-468-5529 or visit www.theangelmessenger.com.